The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:05 and 30 seconds after the end this morning on the 9th of January 2019.
Oh, my.
Wednesday. Good morning, everybody. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to community compassion and care, it's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Well, how are you today?
I'm fine. How's Bad Bob today?
Bad Bob as well.
We're going to miss you, Bad Bob.
Bad Bob has had a shower moment and figured out one of the...
Boy, if last night wasn't the night for one.
Oh, gosh. Was
really?
That rain something? I was out last night till 7. And, you know, the rain was just...
There's an old joke about a cow and a flat rock that we won't go into any more detail.
So he figured out, you know, we've got this all new systems we're shifting into, and we're this one part of it, loading this one thing. It worked under the old system, and this new system, he just keeps kicking it out, kicking it out, kicking it out. Well, last night, Bad Bob had an epiphany?
Epiphany.
Well, just working the problem, yes.
Yeah, this is what happens. I love it. In fact,
we don't know if it's going to work, but it sounds like it could.
Well, we need to do a segment called the shower segment. Because it's
shower
really,
thoughts
it's
from the shower.
Really, where true for me, I don't know what is that? What is that about? It'd be interesting to have a psychologist tell us why you come up with, like, lyrics or come up with, again, problem solving or, oh, my God, I forgot about that. In the shower.
It's relaxing, and you disconnect for a moment, and you sort of clear out your cache, if you think of your mind as a type of
you've
browser.
You've just done a dump.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I guess that's it. Because we all know that
dump.
My head is full, so what do I have to do in order to... It's true.
Running joke.
You would not want to... too many people living up in
that's
there.
That's been a joke a long time.
Yeah,
right here.
It's exhausting. You should see it at nighttime. Just kidding. Okay, here's where the forecast is. Overnight rain, steady temperature around 50. Tomorrow or today, rain before 10 a.m. Again, Wednesday night will be showers, mainly before 4 a.m. So basically our highs are 55 and our lows are 45. We've got about a 10-degree change in temperatures and showers throughout the day. Thursday, chance of showers and partly sunny with a high of 56, and Thursday night will be 42. Friday calls for, again, about 30% chance of rain with our highs of 56 and rain on a Friday night. Saturday, chance of showers. So I think that's a little let up with our high of 56 and our lows of 43. We got a little bit of a drop there on Saturday night. And Sunday calls for a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 51. And Sunday night, chance of rain, mostly cloudy with low of 43. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-2793.
What are you seeing there, Bob?
As a result of all this rain, I was just checking the Shasta Lake levels. Our biggest resource up here has come up over 4 feet since Christmas, thanks to all this rain.
Ooh.
Wow. Now, think about how much rain it takes to raise Shasta 4 feet. That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, 6 feet of snow and lasting over a weekend, you know, all the snow that's coming up there, they're going to start coming out with the measuring the snowpack here. They measure, I think, at 27 different places.
Yeah.
So this could be a good year for that, too. And if we have a big snowpack, that also helps for filling the
lakes,
too.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 7:09 in the morning here. It's 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're going to be have the Economic Development Corporation rolling in here about 8 o'clock. At 7:30, we have One Safe Place. They have an event coming up, and they want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got these five. You have the five.
Five things you need to. I know you've got. You're brewing.
Well,
so,
you're starting out on the one.
Well,
I want to talk about.
So, now, you know, if we talk about the five things, well, this is the kickoff so you can rant. The presidential address last night, he made the case for a border wall. And during his first Oval address, he warned of a crisis on the border with Mexico, but didn't declare a national emergency, a controversial move that might have led him bypassing Congress and trying to build the wall with Defense Department funds. The president backed up crisis claims with lots of misleading statements and fuzzy facts that were almost immediate. This is CNN, by the way. Were almost immediately debunked by reporters and Democrats. You can watch Trump's full speech online.
You know, this is CNN, but here's what Trump said. You know, CNN. I am so tired of it, and I think America is tired of it. Why don't you just give the guy a chance? You know, oh, we've given him a chance. No, from the very beginning, you got a guy by the name of Acosta. This is what he asked. Marianne, or whatever her name is, the spokesman, not Sarah Sanders, but the other one, Kellyanne Conway.
Mm-hmm.
Is the president going to tell the truth tonight in his speech? And she says, "Are you going to tell the truth?" He goes, "Well, yes." She says, "The whole truth, nothing but the truth, but help, so help you God." She says, "You know what? You're just making." You know, she says, "What? You're just making an ass of yourself."
She did.
"I am the only one that speaks to you from the White House. The only one gives you any time. You know, the people around here think you're
a
jerk." Oh no, she went off on him and just said, "You know what? Nobody has anything. You know, it's all about you." Dun 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 dun. So here's the thing: is with the rest.
Well, how
of
did
them
he reply?
Is, well, he didn't. He was just. So, you know, here it is. President Trump says, "We have a crisis. We have a human. We have a crisis in along the border. That's a human. It's a crisis of humanity." And he talks about the 20,000 children that are brought to this border and left, and women. 1 in 3 women are raped on their way up to across the border by these coyotes and these gangs that get them across. That he says walls are not to keep others out because you hate them. It's to keep your ones inside the wall safe. He says, ask our politicians and the billionaires that are opposing this why they have walls. Then it's, you know, if they believe that walls shouldn't be there, no, they
do. Why
do
they live in gated communities?
They live in gated communities. They live in places with walls around them. It's to keep their loved ones safe. And making that, how is that? I'm not sure how that's malice. But he talked about how we've had more people die in a year from heroin overdoses, opiate overdoses, drug overdoses, then we lost in the entire Vietnam War. And then that 300 a week are dying from heroin overdoses. And where do you think 90% of the heroin comes in this country? Oh, let me think. Is it Canada? No. Let me think. Is it Hawaii? No. Is it Jamaica? No. Is it Europe? No. Let me think. What's left? Oh, yeah, Mexico. It comes from Mexico. Now, 300 people a week dying from heroin. If 300 people a week were dying from, quote, guns, do you think the Democrats would be, you know, just be sitting on their hands? No. They're using this as some kind of tool to say, oh, you hate people of color. No. He doesn't hate people of color. He wants to secure the border. Even somebody that I have, you know, that I like, we're friends, we disagree on a lot of things, but two things, and we talked about it yesterday: secure the border and go into e-verify. Will end this problem. E-verify, and if they don't, and if businesses choose to not do that, then you hammer them,
slam them,
and then you close the border and you refuse people any school food. Food stamps, medical, they can get at the emergency room. Okay, medical at the emergency room, but nothing else. That ends the problem. You have to have a green card. And then once you get that, you are,
the door.
You're golden, you're golden in here.
Right.
So instead of just saying that, a crisis of heart and crisis, more of a crisis of heart and a crisis of the soul. Last month we talked about 20,000. I already mentioned that. The president paid tribute to those Americans that have been killed by illegals, including a policeman in our own Northern California area killed by an illegal that's been captured, thrown out, captured. But we've got a sanctuary state. So, see, that's okay to do that. We don't have to talk. We don't have to work with ICE because Gavin Newsom and the Democrats said you don't have to. Well, this is what's happening with this. And so – Doctor Nose say? Oh no, this is a crisis that he just made up, and that he said these are mistruths, and by the way, he's done this with malice. I mean, these are the same people that voted for the walls bill several years ago, And now somehow they've forgotten that, because this is what they want to hang it on. They can't hang it on the economy because the economy is so strong. When President Trump says the unemployment rate for Hispanics and blacks is at record lows, it's true. And when the talking about the amount of money going to the middle class has gone up, it's true. What do the Democrats have to offer except fear? We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Box. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:19 in the morning. It's 53 degrees. We're going to have a little rain today.
That was good.
Yeah, we're going to have a little rain today.
I'm not
Weather
sure
reports
what that...
brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
What that bump music was, but that was great, Bob.
That was Foster the People, Pumped Up kicks.
Well, makes me want to do. I was pumping my arms.
That's right. I would have kicked. Except,
do a Chuck. It's that damn Chuck Norris movie, isn't
yeah.
it?
That's right. Oh gosh,
there's more of that going on last night.
Silent Rage. You know what? Golden Globes. Silent Rage, a 1983 movie. With Chuck Norris. That took a long time to
figure
watching
out. Watching it, something else that was. Were they doing like a Chuck
yeah,
Norris?
Yeah, they were doing a Chuck Norris extravaganza. Yeah, I know. It's just it could. Oh, well, you know what happens is you know that the. There's four bad people in the world, really tough people in the world. Chuck Norris gets Christmas cards from three of them.
How was the premiere? I unfortunately
Wait a minute,
missed
it's
it.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tonight.
No, it's tonight.
Ah, I thought but it was
this,
last night.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Long guns, pistols, classes in CCW, hunter safety. They have it all, and they have the best customer service you're going to find in this whole town, maybe this whole This whole county is at Bastiani Arms, privately owned by John and Sarah Bastiani. They started this about the same time we started our station, and they've just been a big success in it. Bastiani Arms, where I go to buy my guns, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms.
Number two on the five things you need to know today, according to, you know, when I pop up five things you need to know, CNN has a... comes right out of the top. I mean, I could go world headlines, but this is their choice.
We should do something besides CNN.
No, number two, Russia investigation. Special counsel Robert Mueller believes Paul Manafort shared polling data with a Russian closely linked to the country's military intelligence while he was running Donald Trump's presidential campaign. This bombshell revelation came to light.
Is that illegal?
Manafort's lawyer screwed up redacting parts of a court filing that was publicly released yesterday. This is a big deal in Mueller's long-running investigation because it's the clearest public evidence yet of coordination between Trump's campaign and Russians.
Oh, I see. Because he released that. Okay, but Trump didn't. It's just Trump's campaign.
Number three, Australian suspicious packages. Suspicious packages were delivered to a dozen consulates and seven embassies in Melbourne and Canberra. The British, American, Croatian, New Zealand, and Swiss consulates in Melbourne all got suspicious items in the mail. A Croatian official told CNN that a package containing three little packets arrived at the consulate through the mail. Australian police and fire officials aren't providing any more details, but they don't believe the packages pose an actual threat. That's a world headline. Okay. Number five, cancer. I just skipped four because it was, you know, about, you know, a rapper and stuff and, yep. You know, okay. Number five, cancer deaths in the U.S. have been failing steadily for a course.
Falling,
thank you, for a century. A new study says the U.S. cancer rate dropped by 27% from 1991 to 2016, according to a study from the American Cancer Society. That means there were about 2.6 million fewer cancer deaths that there would have been had death rates stayed the same. That's heartening for sure, but there will still be some bad news mixed in. The disparities between rich and poor patients and black and white patients remain, although the racial gap appears to be closing somewhat.
Well, here's the thing is that they're close to, you know, they've if they find it early, they can cure three different kinds of cancers, maybe more than that. And the new medicines they're finding daily to combat these, you know, it used to be like you're dead in 4 months. No, I mean, it's that you've got 3, 4, 5 years of being able to stay alive as they find new cures on this. And every day there's something coming in. It's not a kiss of death anymore. Two more things.
Deputy Attorney Rod Rosenstein will leave the Justice Department in the coming weeks once a new Attorney General is confirmed.
He's retiring. He's not being forced out. He's retiring because he's been there for 2 years, and he was brought in by Jeff Sessions. Jeff's gone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been 2 years. It's ready to go. No, even though he's had some kind of – he had a rocky relationship with people in Congress and the president now and then, but he's still gotten along with them.
And Final Frontier, Bob, you'll love this. NASA's new planet-hunting telescope has only been on the job for 3 months, and it's already found three new exoplanets. Could you please tell me what an exoplanet
is? That is a planet that is outside of our solar system.
Okay. I love it. I love it.
The law of averages says that some of them have to have at least some form of life. physics and the law of averages dictate that. Whether any of it is intelligent is open to debate, including here.
It's all your fault, Bob. It's all your fault, Carl. For the first time in history, the American Psychological Association released guidelines concerning men and boys, saying that so-called traditional masculinity not only is harmful, but also lead to homophobia and sexual harassment.
What? Stop it. Oh, my goodness. Come on in here right now.
Get in here right now, Barry Weiss-Wasser.
Just get in here and get up.
And talk to us about what's happening with the rodeo parade. The parade.
Oh, the parade.
Isn't that what you're here for?
The Reading Rodeo Parade, yes, as a matter of fact. I am.
The Asphalt Cowboys.
Yes.
You're not
portion
in your,
of it.
Some of your gear, you're not in your yellow shirt. You look like you're fishing, like ready to really go out there and fish.
I am. Totally.
You've got little fishing boats on your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute. Look at that. And look, on his undies that are pulled up over his pants, he's got little fishing boats on those, too.
I had hoped you'd notice.
Weiss-Wasser, let's hear what's going on. So we've got like about, we want to plug this.
Okay. Right now, people should start getting their entries in for the parade theme. That's what we're looking for, theme for the parade. We've been doing this forever, and you send in your entries. You can do it online at asphaltcowboys.org. And there's online entries. You can mail the entries. Just get them in. I mean,
the theme for the parade.
Yes.
So, yeah, and you win money for this, right?
$100.
$100, and this one lady won it like 3 years in a row or something like that because she had it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so it can be any theme. It could be like punk rock and bronc busting.
I'm voting for Phoenix.
We're leaning
from
more
the
towards
ashes.
The bronc busting. I don't know. The punk rock, maybe. But, you know, some of the entries, for instance, in 1954, the parade theme was Remembering When. And, I mean, it just goes on.
I like that. Remembering When. What was another one?
Let's see.
Do you have 1948?
No. 54 is actually the first one on the list.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what was 54?
54 was Remember When.
Okay. What about 58?
58 was Building for the Future.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. That's what happened.
That's real cowboy stuff right
that's
there.
That's when your mom got pregnant with you. Building
right.
for the Future.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, shoot. What else? What was like 5 years ago? God, then we started emceeing being one of the,
it's been longer
one
than
of the
that.
Places that
oh,
you, it's been you know, provide
how
and
about,
announce.
2014 was Outlaws and Petticoats.
Oh, how fun.
I don't know where the Outlaws thing came from.
Yeah. Oh.
No, well, probably because they attended one of the Asphalt Cowboys meetings.
They did
and,
get scary.
And also, the winner of the parade theme gets to be in the parade.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. So,
they're highlighted, which is fun. It's been a long time since I've been in a parade.
Well, all you got to do is enter.
Right.
You know, get the right theme, one everybody loves.
And usually it's the Saturday.
It's the Saturday of the rodeo.
Of the rodeo.
Right.
It's
correct.
Always the Saturday of the rodeo.
It's the ending of the Asphalt Cowboys programs and events.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last. And it's one of the only no entry fee parades in California.
Oh, wow.
And I believe the largest no entry fee parade.
Well, it is a great parade, first of all. It's a super parade. The Marine Mounted Color Guard loves the idea of coming to this.
Are they coming this year?
I don't know. You know what? Come to think of it.
Gosh,
maybe
it's a record.
Well, maybe you
here
make
we are.
A few, you know,
maybe make a phone call
a
here.
Call your markers.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't. Last time they called us, said, can we come back up? Sure can. And we made it work.
And you're working.
They have a great time here.
We put them out on the lake.
And, you know, they have a good time. So, okay. So how, again, do they send in their entries?
They can mail it to our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 992211, Redding, California, 96099. Or we have an online entry form at our website, asphaltcowboys.org.
Right.
I'm
not
looking
to
it
be,
up right now.
Not to be confused with the asphaltcowboysfalldown.com.
Yeah, they're a little more orged now.
Okay, AsphaltCowboys.org, and send in your entries. You can win $100 and you can get a place right at the front of the parade, too.
That's right.
Hey, cool.
Your own car.
In your own car. You give them a car, too.
Well, you get to ride in a car.
You get to ride in
You can
car.
Call it your own for about, I don't know, an hour.
Maybe. Barry Weisswasser. You know, just, Barry, you are in so many, you're so many great things that you guys
We're looking
do.
For this year's Rodeo Week
and
theme.
And, of course, that's the day after the
Enter as many times as
Roaring
you like.
Gulch pancake breakfast with 10,000 people.
10,000 of your best friends.
Right.
There it is. But I will be back in a couple of months to discuss that with everyone.
That's
okay. Right. One thing at a time. We can only handle so much. So right now, hey there, partner. We're looking for this year's Rodeo Week theme.
There you got it.
Okay, Barry, thanks a lot. We'll put it on there again. It's Asphalt Cow. I just pulled it right up. Easy. AsphaltCowboys.org.
Correct.
All right,
thank you guys so much.
Hey, thanks. Have a good one.
Anytime.
Thanks for coming in.
We'll be seeing you anytime. Okay, maybe
tomorrow. Come on in.
Okay.
Yeah, you can sit in
this
here
early,
with
though. This is kind of
you can,
early
you can
for
have
me.
You can sit right here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
We got to take a break.
Bye.
Take care. Bye bye.
Let's take a break here. And
this portion of this show is brought to you by
our friends at Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Yeah, Judy Maxwell, what an interesting and lovely, lovely lady, and she has a wonderful staff. This is where we do have our life insurance with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's helping families, seniors, and business owners since 1993, and veterans, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Or you can give her a call at 221-0441. We're going to take a break here at KCNR 1460 at 731, and we'll be back on the other side with the gals from One Safe Place.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back.
I'm sorry, but yeah.
It feels like it's moving my headphones.
That's like a total pump.
Okay, I have three women in here. They're all moving to the music.
Stool dancing.
You know what?
They're stool dancing.
You know what? Stool dancing.
Don't usually see this, except at the bar, but here, right here in the new studio. We're seeing stool dancing. And they were all kind of in unison, which was even. They were all kind of moving to the left and kind of moving to the right. Of course, I was there. I was doing like the typical white boy dance.
You're doing the bear shuffle.
Doing the bear shuffle.
The bear shuffle. The bear and shuffle. And the bar. I love it. Stool it. Well, Prince can do that, babe. I mean, you want to get a party started and just put anything that he's ever done on, and you're just like, yeah.
It is 7:37 in the morning. It's 54 degrees. Bringing it back down to work.
All right.
7:37 in the morning. It's 54 degrees. It's going up into the. Gosh, not much higher today. Maybe the low 60s. Maybe we're going to have rain today in the afternoon. It looks like it's holding off right now. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment of the show. Cornerstone Community Bank, where they are moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And this segment really is the Cornerstone Community Bank's segment. Once a month, they have one of their businesses on. But in this case, they want to share this with our guest, One Safe Place. And we're here with
highlighting
Kathleen Kelly and Christine Hixenbaugh. Somebody needs to turn you on.
All mics need to be turned on.
Hello. Try it again.
Nope,
still not there. Try one more time.
Hello. There we
now
go.
He's there. Push the red button. Push the red button. You got it, Mark. Push the red button. He did that for me.
Okay, you guys. Well, there we go.
He color-coded it so I could see him.
Really excited about some of the things that you've got going on. And let's just get right down to it. You've got the crab feed. We're here to talk about the crab feed. We would talk about highlighting, again, Cornerstone Bank bringing one. They have a segment once a month for a half hour to choose. That's their name. They sponsor it, a local business, and they said, we really want One Safe Place for this half hour because we have the crab feed coming up, and then there's also, Christine, you were talking earlier, share with us. How about we start with that you've because that's coming up soon.
Yeah, absolutely. That's coming up this Friday. So Club No More is a youth initiative that One Safe Place collaborates with at UPrep, and so we provide students a platform to discuss domestic violence and sexual assault, topics that aren't usually, you know, brought up very often. So we create a safe space and a platform for students to talk about how that affects them as a youth community. So this Friday, Club No More has collaborated with The Brew Downtown, and they'll be hosting an open mic night. So that's this Friday at 7 p.m. So we
an open mic night.
An open mic night. So anybody, if you have a poem, a song, acoustic, if you want to come out and
so
rap.
So this is a fundraiser then?
It's not a fundraiser. It's free.
Oh, okay.
So we're just there to highlight the great talent that we have in Reading.
Right. Oh, okay. And also I have a place where you're saying it's through UPREP.
Right.
All right. So these kids can come out and have, like, do something that's groovy.
Absolutely.
Or hip.
I don't think they use the word groovy.
Well, groovy's never gone out of style.
And it could come back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we could work
back
on that this Friday.
Yeah.
It could come back. It could come back like the horseless carriage. Oh, no, that could work. It could just be when we buy gas in the pharmacy.
Well, anyway, getting back to, we're getting a visual here of, now, the location again. Tell us where the event will be held.
It's going to be at the Brew downtown.
Downtown.
Okay.
Now, where is
the
Brew?
Been there before?
Yeah, this is where we go for coffee, and they have they actually spin vinyl.
Yeah,
there.
They do. They have great records, too.
This is the coffee shop.
That's the coffee shop. Don
Pine.
Thinking, this is where I was having a little bit of a problem. I thought it was a bar.
Yeah. No.
Sorry. No, but
right.
Yeah, you're right. It is
what a nice little
coffee brew.
It is a coffee
brew. Yeah, okay, like
right.
That.
All ages event.
I get carried away a little bit thinking about
the
all the beer they're bringing in to help the people from the campfire and the car fire.
Yeah.
That's where my mind was, helping people.
For this instance, we're going to be bringing in the coffee.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so, has there been another event like this before?
We haven't,
actually.
This is the first event. Hopefully it'll be inspirational, and we'll get to hear from our youth community and trickle in a lot of the other community. It's open mic, so you don't have to come out and talk about domestic violence or sexual assault. Just come out and, you know, do your thing.
That's cool.
We welcome everybody.
That's wonderful. Oh, yeah. Gosh. In the years that I lived in Nashville, the open mic nights were just, you know, some of the best songwriters – working on their craft would just show up these coffee shop, maybe the back of a bar, maybe at a place to go have breakfast. They had open mic places everywhere. But it was very interesting because people were working on their craft, and I think that's great to be able to help. It's very nice to bring that to our community, and we have such talented people that they can come out and not be judged.
Right.
Right.
We're really working on creating that safe space. We have such a wonderful community of artists in Reading that I can't wait to see how it goes. We're really excited.
Now, will you be hosting?
I will be hosting with the UPREP.
Okay.
Club No More.
You guys are going to be introducing. Okay, up. We've got, you know, Jane that's going to, you know, and then get the microphone situated and whatever, and then they do their whatever. They have 5 minutes, 10 minutes? What's her time?
It's going to be 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, that's great, because now you get all this, like, color.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah. All right,
absolutely.
Super.
So,
okay,
yeah,
Friday
7
night.
7 to 9, yeah.
Okay.
So come early, get signed up.
I've been wanting to break in my comedy act.
Come out here. Come out, we'll see you. We'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, it's kind of a combination comedy and dancing.
You know, maybe not be in the same, in the age bracket they're looking for. Is it all ages?
Oh, wait
it
a minute.
All ages.
Are you a discriminator? Wait a minute. Are you discriminating?
Absolutely not discriminating.
Are you an ageist? Is that what you are?
No.
You're an ageist?
Not an ageist, but we are encouraging.
A misogynist. Ageist, which means that you're against anybody over the age of 40.
Absolutely not. I love people over the age of 40.
About 50.
How do you know I'm not over 40?
Isn't that good? I love that.
Because I wouldn't care.
So now,
I don't even look. I don't even look because I don't care because I judge people on who they are.
Okay.
All right.
That's great.
Not their age.
We won't be doing any judging.
Their gender.
Mic night, just
their gender. Okay, you'll be no age judging then. Right.
I love it.
Well, how about giving extra points for age?
Well, we are encouraging the young adult youth community.
Of course.
Yeah. I think that's wonderful.
I think it's cool because there's a lot of talent. We've seen it out there. A lot of talent out there that just needs a spot. And it's pretty cool when they all get out there.
Yeah. Oh, we're really excited.
That's
great.
It's going
to be a great event.
Okay, so that's another outreach that's happening through One Safe Place, partnering again with UPREP. And
the brew.
So, all right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Kathleen Kelly. We're going to be talking about the crab feed. Oh, my gosh, we know this is one of the biggest, most successful events of the year, but I know that there's still tables left and how you can help. But first, we're going to do a portion of our show has been brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air. In the business for over 25 years, voted best in the North State. These are the ones that we call to come to our house. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. This is Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that does just extremely professional, very, they treat you like family at Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back and with One Safe Place. It's 7:45 in the morning. It's 54 degrees. It's going to rain a little bit today, tomorrow. Well, let's see. Tomorrow may clear up a little bit, but then get ready for the weekend.
In life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this fabulous Wednesday. Is it? Would you call it hump day, Carl?
I would call it hump
day. We stopped doing that. One of our listeners didn't like it.
Well, there's more than one.
We used to run it before every hour. It was like, anyway. And I don't know. I didn't think the guy, the moose, was a bully. I thought the moose was just like that irritable.
It was a camel, hence the hump reference.
Okay.
That could have been part of the problem, honey. you were moosing him.
Okay, welcome back to the show. I told you my head is full. I only have so much room. I probably lost it, I don't know, about 5 years ago.
7:49 in the morning here. Dignity Health Connected Living presents Active Choices. That's right. If you're 60 or older and you're not an ageist and not like older people, this means that you... It's offering Active Choices, which is a free 6-month program to help seniors lead active and independent lives so they can stay engaged and connected with their family, friends, and community. For more information, call 226-3054. Talk to Tim. And this is really a great program that they've got going over there to get people active, back in shape, get them back out, so that you can just live a more vibrant life. Dignity Health Connected Living. And we're here with One Safe Place, Kathleen Kelly and Christine Hickson-Baugh.
Well, and this is the Cornerstone, if you're just tuning in, Cornerstone Community Bank sponsors a half hour once a month and highlighting different businesses in town. So they've chosen this month to highlight One Safe Place. So welcome to this segment, Kathleen Kelly.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. And happy belated birthday. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Hey, you know what? Your light's blinking on your...
Oh, there you go.
She's wearing a cami hat. This is really cute. I mean, it really is. She's wearing a camouflaged hat, and it's got built-in LED lights.
Yeah.
So she said, hey, look at this. And I bent over, and she flashed me in the eyes. I mean, I couldn't see for like an hour.
I could have used
and
that.
And then now they're just blinking.
I could have used that cleaning the house last night because, you know, when it's dark outside, mm-hmm. and we took all the Christmas tree light, all the stuff is changing in the house. Well, that means all my lights have changed, a lot of lamps, right. And it's dark, and I'm down there trying to, vacuum glitter out of the cracks.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I did appreciate you leaving that wrought iron, whatever it is, a wrought iron
poker.
The wrought iron it was like holding a would hold a plant.
Oh.
And it's that big, and you left it in the middle of the walkway. So this morning, as I'm trying to take the dog out, I discovered it first with my left foot, my right foot. After I kicked it, kicked it into the way with my right foot, and then stumbled across it with my left shin,
everything.
And turned around and hit it with the back of my right heel. All of this because you left it in the middle where it's never been before in 11 years of us living together.
It's true. You weren't there during the entire, rip the house apart.
Tell me that you didn't do that on purpose to get even.
I know I did not, but that's supposed to be a plant. Put the plant on top of that.
Well, not anymore. Now it's going to be.
It's been outside for 11 years. I just thought I'd do something different.
So,
sorry, Kathleen.
But to bring it back and put it in the middle of the walkway?
No, it's not. You just cut your corner short. That's all.
We're here with Kathleen Kelly and Christine Hickson-Baugh. I'm introducing you again because we've completely lost what we were talking about. So we're talking about One Safe Place. We're talking about now the crab feed.
Yes.
This thing has been going on for
this is our 32nd annual.
32nd annual.
Ooh, wow.
Yes.
And wow.
Yes.
1,200 of your closest friends packed shoulder to shoulder.
Yes.
Eating.
Going
a
to town
mountain,
on that Dungeness crab.
Eating a mountain of Dungeness crab.
Yes. So this event is taking place February 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And tickets are $50 a person. You can purchase it at www.ospshasta.org or come to our office at 2250 Benton Drive.
Wow.
This is.
Let's talk about that.
This
well, that's,
is a great
that's
one.
Simple,
this,
but there's so much more than
one.
That, right?
Yeah,
that it's been some of our fondest memories from the time that you came here 10 years ago.
The first big event she took me to was this.
The crab feed.
Yeah, when she wanted to be seen in public with me. Because, she wasn't sure I could handle it. And so we went out, and I've never been to a crab feed. Never had been
it.
In my whole
You've
life.
Been all over the world
feed.
In four wars, but no, never
and
been to a crab
never
feed.
Never been to a crab feed. Well, and after I got into it, I realized it was probably safer in Afghanistan. This little old lady elbowed me in the eye because she wanted the crab that was coming through.
We have stories on the crab feeds. We've had one of our friends with a beautiful black suede. Never wear black.
It was cashmere. It was a cashmere.
Oh, cashmere. Coat. Cashmere black. Don't wear anything really super nice. Be cute, but it has to be wash and wear.
The server came and when she bent over.
It was an accident.
It was an accident. Here comes the whole pint
clam chowder.
Of clam chowder
oh,
and
no.
hit that cashmere jacket. Yeah. It, and of course, it looks like, you know, you threw up on yourself, but it was all over the jacket, all over the floor. You know, I come prepared. I brought an old rubber raincoat.
So, yeah. You know, no, he was a really good sport about it. He was a total great sport about it.
We got free wine, and they were lined up with crab the whole night, though.
Hey, tell us about a sponsorship table. What does it cost? What do you get? You know, how fun it is, and a great time to bring your, you know, your staff or to just a thank you table from your business.
Yeah, so we have a few levels of sponsorships available. We have the Fiddler Crab at $125. That includes a ticket in addition to the list above, which is the name of the business prominently displayed at the event, also listed on our website, and wine glasses equivalent to the number of tickets at each table. We have the Snow Crab, two tickets, everything that I just mentioned, the King Crab at $1,000. That includes six event tickets, your business logo prominently displayed at event on our giant screens, VIP seating, reserve table and personal servers, butter warmers and crab crackers, all beverages in addition to everything that was listed prior.
So your big table, your big package is $1,000, and that's the warmers, the crab crackers, the wine glasses, wine?
Unlimited, yes.
So there's red wine.
Unlimited wine?
All beverages. So wine, we have margaritas,
mm-hmm. okay.
we have, and then of course soda, coffee, water.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Dungeness Crab sponsorship level is at $2,500. That's eight event tickets at a $400 value. Of course your business logo prominently displayed at the event, advertising on the radio, on our television commercial as well, and butter warmers, crab crackers, all beverages. And then, of course, the top of the list is the Royal Crustacean at $5,000. That includes everything mentioned, champagne and fine wine included as well, and a special dessert
you
with
get
mint
to be
gourmet
the,
coffee.
And you get to be the King Crustacean, right?
Well, not quite. So how the King Crustacean works
is the King Crustacean?
So we have the live auction that takes place at the crab feed.
Uh-huh.
And one of the auction packages is being the king or queen crustacean in the following
okay.
year.
Oh, okay.
I apologize for the misunderstanding.
Okay.
Okay.
So with that, our king crustacean this year will lead the conga, mm-hmm. the line of crab servers as they enter into the dining hall.
Fun.
And that kind of marks the start of the feed.
Right. Okay. And who's your MCs this year for the live auction?
So this year we're pulling people from our board of directors.
And those, then who would that be?
That is a surprise.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. All right.
Ooh.
Okay. So new changes.
We just got a couple minutes here. So the thing about it is, this is a great crab feed. This is one of the major fundraisers we have for One Safe Place.
Yes.
And it is just a wonderful event. So here's a chance to do, you know, to have one, a great night with your friends, you know, buy a table with your friends, bring your crab crackers, bring your, even though they have them, bring
Absolutely.
Your crab crackers, bring your butter warmers, bring your crab hat. Do you have a crab hat?
Yeah,
you will.
I do.
You will. And Kathleen, do you have one? Christine, do you have one?
Not yet, but it sounds like it's I need to make an investment.
No, you can. You can, it's not a paint.
Very,
it's
very
red.
Interesting, you know.
It's a crab.
They're fun. They're funky.
Absolutely.
And
they're
get
festive.
Into it,
yeah.
It's a good time, and it raises money for a great cause.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And how do they get tickets again?
So, again, you can visit www.ospshasta.org. Go to the events link, and from there you'll be able to purchase tickets, table for eight. And tables for eight are $600. That includes reserve seating, eight wine glasses, four bottles of wine, eight crab crackers. And then, of course, additional tickets added to that would be $75 each.
I have one question.
Yes.
If somebody, what's the largest donation you can make? On your table there.
Oh, on $5,000.
Okay. If somebody bids like $8,000, well, Angela Jones then crack their crab for them.
Whoa. I'm sure she would
and
be
so
delighted
they don't have to crack their own crab.
I hope she's listening right now.
Come on, crab cracker.
Would she designate you as the standing crab cracker?
Coming up, we got to take a break here. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up after the break, we have
Economic Development Corporation.
All right, KTNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A trip to Capitol Hill is on President Trump's agenda today. He'll attend the weekly Senate Republican luncheon to discuss strategy for ending the partial government shutdown prompted by the impasse over border security funding. In his Oval Office address last night, Mr. Trump pitched a wall as one way to help protect U.S. citizens from drugs and violent criminals crossing the southern border.
How much more American blood must we shed before Congress does its job? To those who refuse to compromise in the name of border security, I would ask, imagine if it was your child, your husband, or your wife, whose life was so cruelly shattered.
The Heritage Foundation's David and Sarah gives Mr. Trump high marks for that address.
The president talked about shore border barriers. He also talked about technology. He talked about border agents. He talked about closing loopholes and fixing the immigration court system.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer insists the president's on the wrong track.
Democrats and the president both want stronger border security. However, we sharply disagree with the president about the most effective way to do it.
The man who appointed special counsel Robert Mueller, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, reportedly plans to leave the Justice Department soon after William Barr is confirmed as Attorney General. That could happen next month. That's the word from Justice Department insiders. The Council on American-Islamic Relations is suing to block the state of Maryland from enforcing an executive order that bars state agencies from contracting with businesses that boycott Israel. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 86 points. The S&P 500 index ahead 4, and the NASDAQ Composite Index 24 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word MAN to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MAN to 797979. Text MAN to 797979.
A hazardous material scare targeting diplomatic facilities in Australia.
The British, US, and Swiss consulates are among the offices which received the packages earlier today at locations in Melbourne and Canberra. The BBC's been told that some took the form of envelopes with small plastic bags inside, which contained a grey-looking material with the word asbestos written on the side. Fire crews have also been sent to examine the packages. There are no reports of any injuries. The British High Commission says all of its staff is safe and accounted for. Police in Melbourne say they believe the incident is targeted and that the general public is not at risk.
The BBC's Howell Griffith in Sydney. Facebook defending itself against allegations it allows illegal content in violation of Vietnam's new cybersecurity law. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. New study shows that advertising for drugs and medical devices nearly doubled in the past two decades. That prompts a warning for patients.
Researchers estimate medical marketing reached $30 billion in 2016, nearly a twofold increase from 1997. Ads for prescription drugs were run about 5 million times in just 1 year. Spending on consumer ads climbed the fastest, but most of the dollars are spent marketing to doctors. The Dartmouth College health policy expert who wrote the study, Dr. Stephen Woloshin, says consumers need to be skeptical about those drug marketing claims. He says marketing drives more treatment and more testing, which patients don't always need. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And watching Wall Street this morning, a fourth consecutive day of gains so far. Right now, the Dow up 112 points, the S&P up 7. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. As we watch what's happening all around us on our window of the world we have out here.
In the epicenter.
Oh, my gosh. That guy's breaking another guy's car. No, he's not. That's his car. Good morning, everybody. The epicenter of change right here. 8:05 in here on the 9th of January, 2019. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, compassion, care, and community. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center is all about.
Good morning, everybody. And on this rainy day, I'll give you a forecast. Actually, National Weather Service predicts that today our lows will be 50, rainy today, and our highs of 55. Showers tomorrow. Thursday calls for highs of 56 and lows of 42 with mostly cloudy and rain. And Friday is chance of rain with a high 56. I love this chance, mostly, it never says super rainy. It just chance of showers. High of 56 on Saturday, lows of 43 on Saturday night. Sunday calls for chance of rain with mostly cloudy with a high near 51 and Sunday night 43. Again, Monday rainy and Tuesday rainy as well. So this is a blessed thing in a certain way that we've got these days of rain ahead of us. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas, propane locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Bad bomb.
Weather is always a range of probabilities.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's right. You know,
range
could be this, could be that.
Probabilities.
You're married to a weather guesser.
A now retired weather
meteorologist.
Guesser.
Meteorologist.
Whoa. See, a applied scientist is how
okay.
It is.
See, I look at it like this. There's only two people paid to tell what they think, and it can be totally wrong, and we still get paid, and it's people that have radio shows and weather and weather people.
There
I mean,
go.
It doesn't make any difference if we're right or wrong. We still get paid.
Don't forget economists.
How about how politicians? Hello?
Oh, politicians. Okay. All right. There's a number of people.
All right.
There's a number of people. But the difference is that if I say something incredibly stupid, nothing happens. If a politician says something incredibly stupid, they make it a law.
Congress is still collecting a check, aren't they?
That's right. Gavin Newsom comes up and says, "Oh, I think we should have single payer health care. Oh, where are we going to get that $400 trillion there? Maybe I'll take it out of the high speed train." You know.
All right.
Okay.
Let's
moving along
with a positive note here.
Okay. Well, we're here with Tony Giovanella.
Good morning.
From the Economic Development Corporation. You're looking spiffy today.
Yes,
there.
You are.
Thank you,
Tony G.
Are you in BINNA meetings?
Yes, and well, I have an important dinner tonight.
Oh, okay.
For leading up to a big event tomorrow in our community, which we'll talk about later.
Okay.
Oh, so you're not going to be at the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed tonight at the Cascade Theater then. A local movie company, Top Dollar Productions.
Wow.
We'll explain more of that to you. Yeah. And then, of course, Hope Seth is here. We haven't seen Hope
Hi,
in
Hope.
A while, but you are just absolutely the same radiant,
yes,
happy person, except since then you've had a child.
That's true.
I've seen photos of it. It's running rampant around you.
Yeah.
Maybe. She or he?
It's a he.
Okay.
He
is running. He said it.
Oh, I wasn't quite sure, so I said it. You know, it, she, he.
That little one.
You know what? I was letting it make its own mind. I am not going to begin it. I was going to call it they. I noticed that they were running around your feet
yes.
Because, you know what? They maybe have not made their mind up yet.
Okay. Hope's like, has please stop it.
They made their mind up already?
I think he has.
Okay. Just want to make sure because, you know what, we are not going to be accused of discriminating against transgender kind, especially baby transgenders that, you know, just reach down there and go, whoa! No.
Hope.
Okay.
Okay. He is hopeless. He's hopeless this morning.
He's hopeless.
So, yes.
No. I've got hope here. So I've got hope.
Okay. That's right.
When she leaves, I'll be hopeless.
All right. Now that we've gone through the can we just get down to business?
Okay, Tony, what's going on, buddy?
Well, one of the reasons why I asked Hope to join me this morning is we're involved in something that's very exciting. I've talked about it on and off. It's called the Shasta Grow Manufacturing Initiative. And Hope has been she's been basically driving this after we founded it about 2 years ago based on activity that was going on elsewhere. And she's going to share a little bit about it.
Okay. And it's called what now?
The Shasta Grow Manufacturing Initiative.
Okay.
And it's really patterned a lot after the Butte County Grow Manufacturing Initiative, but they're really happening all over the country. They're happening in Sacramento, the Bay Area, Colorado. And they're really manufacturing partnerships and alliances where manufacturers are coming together because they realize that it's far more competitive. The industry's changing, and through collaboration, maybe they actually can work together to solve some of those issues and take advantage of the opportunities that they have.
Okay, so what do we have here then in Shasta County? When you're talking about this, it means you're bringing in a list of manufacturers, not necessarily just from here, but from all over then, right, that want to use our assets?
Yeah, so we're working really primarily in Shasta County, but we have a great partnership with our Chico-based companies down in Butte County as well. And we're really bringing those manufacturers together, and we're letting them decide what's important to them. So one common issue that they all have is workforce development, recruiting employees, and what are some of those challenges and barriers? What are those needs with training? And so we're just really facilitating, letting them get together. Manufacturers traditionally have not come together and worked on common issues, and so this gives them a place and a time to do that.
What kind of barriers are we seeing? When you know, because I can tell you that everybody that we've had in here for the last, Linda and I can remember is, their problem is workforce.
Right.
That Sierra Pacific, I could hire 1,000 people tomorrow if I could find them. I talked to everybody we talked to is hiring people. Police, hiring people.
It's actually not just a problem here. It's a problem,
it's a problem everywhere.
And
I didn't mean it to. It's like the homeless thing we have going here. You know, it's everywhere. It's not just here. So when I hear this happening, I get kind of excited about it, that I think maybe people are going to sit down and do something. But at the end of this, what's the takeaway on this?
Sure. You know, some of those challenges are the perception of manufacturing. Manufacturing isn't the same today as it was 20 years ago, and there's still perceptions of what that is. And there were studies done by a big manufacturing, by Deloitte, that has actually showed that if a child has a family members that are involved in manufacturing, their likelihood to go into it is actually really good because they have a positive impression of what that could be. So some of it is perception and just getting people interested in it as a possibility. Others is that the training, and we're working right now with Shasta College and Butte College and to really help create customized training programs for our manufacturers. So that they can hire, but then keep improving and training as they go.
Yeah, okay. There's a misunderstanding about manufacturing. The stigma is based on, 20, 30, 40 years ago when people would kind of do a repetitive activity, right? But now the world is changing so quickly. New technology is driving manufacturers to adapt more and more quickly. You've heard about the Internet of Things. Well, one of the biggest places that's making an impact is in manufacturing. So people are getting the opportunity on the job to learn every day.
Okay, the Internet of Things. So why is that a difference? Why does that make a difference?
Because it allows companies to take functions mm-hmm. that were repetitive and do them with a device, and it also allows companies to capture more data about their process, so they can improve quality and improve their products so customers are happier with them.
Okay. No, that's the questions I have here, not try, to pence people down. Well, they are kind of in a way, but it's also for, because a lot of us, when you start talking like this, we understand manufacturing. We also understand the changes. But, like at Shasta College, they're doing robotics. They're doing a lot of things out there that are trying to train people for this next decade of engineering and technology and building things. We've got to take a quick break here. We're with the Economic Development Corporation, the head of it, Tony Giovanello. Hope Seth is talking to us today, and she heads up the Grow Shasta Manufacturing portion of this. And you're getting ready to have a big meeting then tomorrow? Tonight? When?
Yes, we are.
Tomorrow.
The economic forecast meeting is tomorrow.
Wow.
Okay. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, voted in the top or designated as one of the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the United States out of, how many? Hundreds and hundreds of cardiac units. Shasta Regional Medical Center is in the top 50 of that. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, it's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Great people down there doing so much for our community. We'll be right back with the Economic Development Corporation. If you have a question, 605-4567, 8:15 in the morning, it's 54 degrees.
Got brass in pocket, got battle, I am going to use it. Intention.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Redding's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Redding.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
Boom.
Searching in the dark, sweat soaking through the floor.
Yep.
Buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind.
I haven't watched The Greatest Showman yet, but that's got to be a cool comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about waiting for me to come back on the air here. Okay.
No,
sweat watch going through the floor here.
Casey and our 1460, and I love Bob's selection of bump music.
Wow.
No, it was a really good, wasn't it? Really
it
great
is.
Movie.
I want to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, hey, we're Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:20 in the morning. We're here with Tony Giovanello of the Economic Development Corporation and Hope Seth, who is heading up the Grow Shasta Manufacturing. And they're having a big meeting here in the next few days. Tell us some more about the they're here to solve other problems, too. One of the things they want to talk about is collaboration, of course, but how do we train people for the future? And once they identify, by the way, once they identify that these are the things we want to be trained for, what happens after that? Is that a fair question, or you haven't gotten to that?
Yeah.
In other words, who do we help this about?
So part of the Grow Manufacturing, our meetings, is for them to discuss what are their training needs and what do they have and what are shared needs that they have. And Shasta College then can come along and create programs that would meet several different of those needs for their either continuous improvement or if there's new skill sets that are being learned.
That are needed.
They're also really engaged in our high school education programs and our CTE programs, making sure that they're giving input into the curriculum that the teachers are instructing.
Hope, you're really a very, very bright person. You had an impact on my life. You probably don't realize is when you handed me a book so many years ago, and I use that book all the time. In fact, I kept it long enough you had to ask to have it back. Okay, I understood that. But when the kids, with the way manufacturing is and the way things are going so fast on the Internet and moving, The kids leaving from high school, they get into the technical side. Will they be able to live their whole life on that technical manufacturing side, making a great living? Or is this the type of thing? Remember how we used to push for college all the time? Is it that time to kind of maybe push for the people that can run the systems, that can do the jobs to keep all this stuff running?
Absolutely. You know, the technology is changing. There's jobs today that we would have never foreseen when I was in high school and college. And the key is to evolve with those jobs. And that's what's so important about our manufacturers is keeping an eye out, probably more now than ever, is they need to be aware of what's on the front line, be aware of what's coming, invest in continual training and improvement with their employee skills. But absolutely, the technology, once a lot of times you learn that technology, you learn that those basics, then you have a great foundation to continue to grow from.
Do you have an outreach program, or do you go into the high schools, let's say sophomore year, freshman, you know, you're just trying to figure out what it is to be a freshman, tough, sophomore year, sophomore classes, and say, here's who we are, and here's who we can start you on a track?
So that is happening. The CTE programs, we actually took a busload of manufacturers. A lot of our manufacturers have no idea what is actually happening in the high schools. Either they think the shop programs have all been, you know, done away with.
Most of them have, haven't they?
See?
No, I'm wrong.
See, exactly. That is exactly what we hear all the time.
They're coming back.
Isn't
it? Oh, gosh, you know what? Well, good, because for so long, so many people were saying, us included, of course, is that, You know, at least, in, you know, you had auto mechanics and you had woodworking for carpentry and all that kind of stuff.
So I'd like to hear you finish that statement or comment that you were talking about busloads going to.
Well, we decided for National Manufacturing Day, which happened October 5th, to put our manufacturers, invite them to a bus tour as well as elected officials, our media, to go see what is actually taking place in the career technical programs at the high school. We went to Foothill to their ag mechanic program. We went to Shasta High School with their advanced robotics program. And then we went to Enterprise where they're doing CAD, drawing, drafting, and construction trades. And we were really impressed by the quality of instruction. Those kids are on top of it. They know what's happening. They're engaged, hands-on. We walked away really, really impressed and really encouraged by one program, Enterprise program, had over 200 students involved
in
this program.
As if there's a way to be able to track those kids in high school, how many are staying in Reading and have an opportunity in Reading rather than think, okay, I have to go now, I have to go to Omaha, or I have to go to, you know, Sunnyvale or some other place. What keeps them in Reading? What are the incentives to keep them here?
Right. So one of the things we're working on with the Grow Manufacturing Initiative and our manufacturers is partnering with internships at the local colleges so that students, as they graduate from high school, they're already getting connected into through job shadowing and internships their senior year so that they have that connection with our local manufacturers.
That's great.
So,
well, how many – I just found out the other day that the guy that invented the pool sweep, did you know that? You know, the guy that invented the pool sweep that cleans out your pools?
Yep.
Lives here in town. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? He's got 77 patents. And they used to build them right here out on Caterpillar. I'm sure. He had like 100 and so over 100 employees. I mean, this was the second largest company. I mean, not company, but they were like the largest, second largest in the world when it comes to making these things. Do we have, like, I mean, is this the kind of do we have manufacturers around here enough to take as our kids are coming out? Of course, some kids are going to go off to college, but the other ones that are coming through, do we have enough to keep them occupied? Or are we still, but then I guess that part comes to Tony about bringing that manufacturing and those businesses here to keep those guys and girls.
The reality is today we're growing rapidly. I think I mentioned last month that if you look at the GDP, right, the gross domestic product of the manufacturing sectors in the Reading metropolitan statistical area versus the rest of the country, we've had growth four times the national average. So we have jobs. Our manufacturers, their growth may be constrained.
If you said that, I did not, and bad on me because I didn't catch that, because that's something I would trumpet for the rest of the year. So our manufacturers in the Reading area have four times the growth that other than the average is of any place else in the United States.
For the past year.
For the past year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And we're going to need a lot more with the rebuilding of all the fire. There's so much we built. Oh, my gosh. We have so much going on. I mean, how do we get the pool of people, besides the locals here, how do we get the pool of people to come here and, like, hopefully stay, you know, as we grow?
Well, the beauty of the CTE program, so if you go into the Enterprise program, they actually had a construction program where they built a tiny house, and the high schoolers work in groups, and they actually build sections of walls complete from, you know, they put the studs up, the wiring, the plumbing, they drywall it, they put the insulation in, et cetera, a complete finished wall assembly, right? So these guys have experience, and ladies, because there are girls in these classes too.
Sure.
So they're out there. Then you've got Chiba, the high school that works with some of the troubled kids. They have a tremendous construction program as well. And Shasta Builder Exchange is working with all these high school projects to try and create a track for the students from that education into the field.
Yeah, this is going to be, people are going to have jobs. People are going to have jobs around here for a long time when it comes to it comes back to construction. Hope, I know you have to run off to another meeting, so can you kind of like wrap this up what you're talking about, what people need to know about then.
Sure. I think we were going to end just kind of commenting on the meeting that's taking place tomorrow, the economic Center for Excellence, the economic forecast that's happening for the North State. Usually that's been held down in Oroville, and it's now being held this year up here in Reading. We have a chief economist that comes in and shares their insights and ideas for the coming years on the economy. But we also have some panels, and so I'll be speaking on a panel that discusses industry collaboration, and it will be within education. What does collaboration in education look like? What does collaboration within manufacturing look like? And so that's going to be taking place tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get to share one of our...
It's tomorrow where?
At the Sheraton.
At the Sheraton.
And unfortunately, it's already sold out. It goes from 8 to 2:30, and it's going to be a packed house.
Okay, well, that's great. So from 8 at 8 o'clock tomorrow, of course, media can get in if they need to. But what I'd really like to get, Tony, or Hope, or Todd, is one of you all to come back in soon after tomorrow and give us a breakdown of what happened. Can we work something out like that? Sure. I know it's not your regular time, but, you know, while the iron's hot here, then, and talk, you know, about our economic forecast of our, is this of the region up here, or is this just of Northern California, or are they get specific into the cities and counties?
They actually get specific to the counties. They actually break down the growth and what's happening by counties.
Okay. All right. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. It's 8:30 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Looks like we're going to have a little more rain this afternoon, be up and be a little bit clear Thursday, but back into the rain Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. All these new laws concerning CCW, ammo, and all of this can be answered by calling 530-999-1822 or going to usgunpro.com and starting to ask the questions, gosh, what happens when I recall? What happens when I certify? What kind of changes? And Ted Leidy or one of his instructors will be going to be more than happy to help you with this and to help you get requalled or qualified for the first time. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Tony Giovanella and Todd Jones for the Economic Development Corporation.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts. Cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
Greetings. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. For myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindabot. 8:35 in the morning here, 54 degrees. Going to be some rain later on today. The wind's blowing. It's going to be clearing up just a little bit tomorrow, then heavy back rain on the weekend. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, and welcome to the show again.
605-4567. If you have a phone, if you have a question for our guest from the Economic Development Corporation, please give us a call.
605-4567.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. You need appointments now. Now, Todd and I get our hair cut there, but it's cool. You just make an appointment, show up, get your hair cut.
You
but part of the fun of Cypress Square Barbershop is going down, sitting in there, and catching up on all the magazines, and they have a great, great selection of magazines.
Hearing Tim's opinions, all the good stuff. But yeah, but it's easy now. I got my first haircut with an appointment Monday, and we're in and out in 25 minutes.
That's great. That's just, and, you know, it's just kind of like, and what Tim has done is he timed every haircut, so he knows that if Todd's coming in with his mini high and tight there, that he'll
it's a medium rig,
a medium. He knows that's going to take him this long. If you've got to do a fade or one of his other things, he said, and he says that's going to take this long. I mean, he really studied this.
And I got the automated reminder call the night before.
Yeah. I love that.
Hey, your haircut tomorrow.
So that's a manufacturing technique. Line balancing.
It is. Great. It is. And so, but anyway, that's man's last stronghold. There's still enough testosterone when you walk in, though, that it's good for you.
It's good.
Okay, we're here with Tony Giovanello, the CEO, President of the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who is their entrepreneurial director. Okay, so
I have a question. What have you got? What do you have today? What information today do you have that when somebody's driving right now on their way to school or their way to work or their way, what's the information you want to get out right now?
Well, the world is changing very rapidly, and so the EDC has to change. We're actually starting a strategic planning process, and it'll probably take us a month or two to get through it. And, you know, obviously it's been very difficult to recruit in California. So our goal looking forward, I don't want to kind of prejudge the process, but I believe we're going to spend a lot more time on business expansion, businesses that are here. There are going to be programs and dollars available for consulting, free consulting for these companies. And I encourage companies to reach out to us because we have resources that they may not know are available. And in a lot of ways, tax dollars fund these things that they've already paid. And this is a way to basically get value out of their tax dollars. So I encourage manufacturers who are growing rapidly or are having difficulty, you know, they're motivated to do something. They need to change. Engage with us. We might be able to help them.
Is it just manufacturing or is it the businesses that are here? Like say somebody's got a auto mechanic. He wants to expand. I mean, he needs to talk to a consultant. Would he still call you?
So right now, our primary focus is manufacturing, technology, and startups. Through this strategic planning process, that may change. We realize that all businesses need help. Our investors, however, would like us to spend our time on companies that are scalable and are going to hire people, right? That's how you grow an economy. You get more wages out there, more people working. So if we do move into other sectors, the ability to grow employment is going to be a factor.
Okay. I like that because that was to the point.
No, because I was asking about it because, you know, yeah, I know they're talking about technology and, you know, and manufacturing and all that. But there's a lot of businesses out here that if they could expand, they'd be hiring four or five people that, you know, that they're going to be paying real livable wages for out there. So I was just wondering, but they maybe they're at that point, but they're not quite sure which how to do it.
But and,
there's, and there's small business, you know, consultation. We do those and we talk about that and all that. But I didn't know if EDC was going to be out there too.
Well, you know, we still are in a situation where although unemployment is low, the number of people in the workforce has declined over a couple of decades, and it's still very low. Now, back in the 50s and 60s, when the economy was expanding, that's when you saw wages go up. That's when all these employee benefits came online because companies were competing for workers. And we actually may see more of that in the coming year.
Well, I would imagine if we're running so short of workers as everybody's talking about right now. Somebody has written in here is that the Reading City Council is looking at a plan to change Stillwater into multiple use, warehousing, residential, office, and saving the big parcels for industry someday. Have you heard that?
There has been a lot of talk over the last couple of years about what is Plan B and C potentially if recruiting companies into that space does not yield the results that we want. So, yeah, there are a lot of different discussions that are going on. And I would guess that if we don't see any big recruitment activity in the next few months, some of those plans may become more formal.
Okay. That, you know what? But that to me makes sense, you know, because once something's there, you know, it's one of those, you know, the old build a field and they will come dream is gone away. So maybe we need to put something on the field and maybe they will come. It's kind of like, maybe even, you know, a decoy out there. So
put the first dollar in the tip jar?
Huh?
You got to put the first dollar in the tip jar,
right? You got to put the first one in there. That's right. Put the first one out there, and then all of a sudden there'll be like four others that think, well, you know what? They can do that out there. So Todd, our entrepreneurial director of the EDC.
Yeah, so we have a lot of things that we're working on for this year. Looking back on last year, we had a lot of great successes. We had our fourth annual Startup Weekend, which we talked about that the last couple times I was on. We have the UnSummit where we hosted startup leaders from throughout the West Coast. And this year, the plans are well underway for the first Reading Venture Conference, which I think I mentioned briefly last time I was on. And that's going to be in May of this year. Like I said, we're still finalizing some details, but the goal is to give away $10,000 to a local startup. So it's not an investment. It's a pure prize. So there's no equity or it's not a loan. Anything like that. So we're lining up people to pitch for that. We're getting the website live within the next few weeks and getting the venue nailed down. We'll probably hear anywhere from 4 to 6 pitches at that event. And we'll also have a keynote speaker that's going to come in. And then at the end of the day, that same day, one of those companies is going to get $10,000. So we're really excited about that. Hopefully it's going to be right across the street at Old City Hall. We want to keep it downtown. There's not a lot of venues downtown. Cascade's probably a little bit bigger than we want to do this year. But maybe in the future we'll be there. So excited about that process.
Old City Hall's cool.
It's a cool spot. And Startup Reading,
there's plenty of room there.
Startup Reading is now its own nonprofit. So Startup Reading is kind of taking a lot of the initiatives that the EDC poured into so heavily, and it's kind of passing the torch on to Startup Reading, which is a group of people who are entrepreneurs who want to see this community continue to thrive and the startup ecosystem continue to grow. And we're putting on more events. I'm part of that board still, and very involved. And we have pub talks coming up. We have our next one, which is going to be Thursday, February 7th. It looks like we're going to be at final draft, but we're going to be potentially hearing a couple of the people that are going to pitch at the Venture Conference, practice their pitch there, and hopefully also hear from a local startup founder. Because everyone loves to hear about that startup story and how people got started, how they got to where they are. So it should be a fun event and a lot of networking, too. Which
what
is,
kind of startup are you talking about?
What kind of startup are we going to hear from that's already started? Well, we're looking at a few people. One of the top people on my list is a company called Square Practice, who I've spoken about briefly before. They have about 10 employees now, totally bootstrapped, no debt. It's a SaaS platform for dentist practices to understand how their business is doing. They have a lot of exciting stuff that they've been working on and been building. And it's just a local success story. They're an amazing company. This guy had this idea and said, you know, dentists need to understand their practices better. I think I can help them do that because they already have all this information. You just have to make it easy for them to see. So we built this amazing platform and has sold it. I mean, he's done like zero outbound marketing, but he's got hundreds of customers that are paying monthly subscriptions for this product. And
that's cool.
It's just increasing their business like 40 to 50% immediately.
I'd like to have somebody like that on the show,
right.
too.
Yeah, it's
okay.
amazing.
We got to take a quick break here. We're here with Tony Giovanello, from the CEO of Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who is here, who's their, the entrepreneurial director.
Your Marine
there.
Buddy.
And a Marine.
Rah.
I think he is. I don't see him at the ball.
Startup weekend.
Startup
one of these
weekend.
Years.
Yeah. Well, you know, startup weekend. What says it has to be? Oh, no, that's right. It's tied into like a million week. Others. Okay, I got it. Okay, but it will never stop me from whacking at you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive. All of your jewelry needs. Head on. Locally owned. Great place to go. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California, 96003.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the
the people. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
We're supposed to be on.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're so happy to be here with you on this Wednesday. It's 8:49 and we are going to have wet skies through the rest of the week. It's currently, what is it currently? 54 and our highs today will be 55.
So we're here. It's not going to get any. It's not going to get too much change from here.
And our lows will be 45. So rain throughout the week and throughout the weekend. And of course, our weather is always sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, we're here with Tony Gianvanella, who's the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who is the their entrepreneurial director. And during the break, I jumped on them and jumped up and down on their chest because you know I'm. But they answered me so well. In this,
honestly,
because I said, you know what, there's a lot of people out here that started their businesses, and they may have gotten a small business loan, but now they're at that point where they're expanding, and they need help too, not just those, you know, those really techie guys that are really smart, and they're going to hire five people, and because these other guys are going, you know, it could be auto mechanics, it could be any type of things that we're talking about out there. And I'm really glad to hear your answer on that about the Economic Development Corporation and your strategic planning.
Yeah, so the bottom line is it's in everybody's best interest for the whole economy to grow. And I'm not sure where we're going to end up in this process. However, we're looking at the whole thing and we're saying, okay, what are the opportunities in our community? Where can we add value? And do we have the capability to do it? And that will drive, you know, what comes out of this process. You know, personally, I think there's a lot of more value that we can add in the community, and I'm hoping that the result of the process gets us more involved, but we'll have to see. I mean, the reality is we have investors who invest in us for a certain reason, and ultimately, you know, we have to fulfill their requirements, but there is a possibility that the whole thing changes, right, moving forward. Nothing stands still. If it does, it's probably dead, right? And so we want to be increasingly relevant in the future.
If you want to, okay, we watched all the radio stations downtown disappear that were not government funded. Let me put it that way, that were not government funded. We watched them all disappear. Linda and I made a conscious effort last year to say, you know what, we're going to expand. And we've done it.
And let me just say, there's a lot of times, and this is not a pat on the back, we don't pay ourselves. Our staff comes first. And it's just because we have to make it, we have to keep it going. And a lot of people who own businesses or restaurants or boutiques that are listening, you know what I'm talking about. You've got to pay your staff, and there's all kinds of new California laws and restrictions and FCC taxes. And, you know, every time you hear a piece of me, I'm just going to say this. Give me a second. BMI, ASCAP, CSAC.
And one more jumped in, too.
Okay, so I've been in the music industry, so I understand. Every songwriter and every musician and everybody gets a piece of every time you hear about music. So those have tripled since we started. In prices, each one has tripled.
At least, sometimes even
from what we started 10 years ago.
But the bottom line, I think we're talking about, and this is what I think you all are talking about, is if you're going to survive, you've got to grow. You've got to embrace the new technology. You've got to do the stuff, you know, which is part of the stuff we're doing here. Actually, embracing new technology when it comes to all of our programming, when it comes to how we put them on the air, how the computers are logging on all these things.
And it's hard, and it's taking time.
But that's on us. We made that decision. When you see Economic Development Corporation and entrepreneurs and our tax dollars are paying for this, and the Chamber of Commerce where they, you know, we pay them $300-something a year. You want to kind of see is that there, it's kind of like a big tent.
Yeah, I mean, I think we, you know, there's all these ages over the years, and right now we are in the age of collaboration. There are dozens and dozens of organizations that want to help businesses here in the North State, and we all kind of have our piece of the pie. So if you go to the Chamber, or if you go to Superior California Economic Development, or the Small Business Development Center, or the Jefferson Economic Development Institute, I mean, there's a whole industry. Tomorrow at the Center for Economic Development's economic forecast, everyone's going to be there for the whole North State. All these players talking about all the trends and what's happening and what to look forward to. And all these people are going to say, hey, you need a loan? Go talk to Bob Nash at Superior California Economic Development. You need to work on your business plan? Go talk to Joe Rodola. Do you need some help with advocacy with the city? Join the chamber. Go talk to the chamber.
Navigation is an issue, though.
And that's what we, you know, a lot of people call us first, and we're like, hey, what do you got? We might not have the program to help you, but we're definitely going to point you in the right direction.
And I guess that's the thing I'm talking about. I realize that you all have a big, you know, you have this, you know, this elephant on your back called Stillwater mm-hmm. that you have to work with. But what you're doing with that is being, if you become that pivotal area where I've got a question and I can go to you and you can say, hey, Carl, you know what, we know these guys are working with this. It's people that wanting to start up a company that's going to provide water trucks for fires. You know, who do I go to? Who do I talk to about this? What are the rules? I mean, you can go research it, but then you've got to go, like you said, you've got to go like 5, 6, 7 different people. There's got to be, there should be a clearinghouse somewhere or a place that gives you a real good start with at least 50 to 60% of the answer.
And I think the city, I mean, because pretty much almost every business has got to interact with the city at some level. And I've been in there with business owners, and I've been there myself as a business owner with properties and things like that, and they are super helpful. Every time I go to the development services, they tell me, hey, you need to get this, this, and this. They give you a sheet. They lay out everything, and they're not going to tell me, you know, go talk to this person about a business plan potentially, but they know about the resources, and they're helpful.
And if people call in to us, even if we can't specifically help them, we direct them.
Well, that's what I think people look. I think that people look for that, and you know, especially new people that are coming to the town. We have so many new people, as you know, that come in, and I'll just say, and it's for Bethel. They end up staying.
Yeah.
And so there's
some businesses
and other people that are driving, listening to us right now, thinking, hey, this is really a good place. This Reading is cool. You know, I know I've got my business. I like to move it here. Now, who do I talk to?
And I know you're almost out of time, but I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the Reading City Identity Project tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Cascade Theater. It's free, but you have to get a ticket, and they're going to award the first they're going to fund the first 10 ideas that have come through the City Identity Project tomorrow night on stage.
And tell them quickly what the City Identity Project is.
So the City Identity Project is a through the Forward Reading Foundation, which is under the Chamber, and it's all privately funded. They raised over $500,000 last year prior to the fire, thankfully. And they're going to fund up to 20 ideas that are all around $20,000 to $25,000 in value. So hopefully something that can be accomplished with that amount of money. And it's just a way to make Reading better. I mean, we're already an amazing city, but can we fund some people that are going to do some public art? Can we fund someone that's going to do SEO to make Reading look better on the internet? Can we fund somebody to do a better flyer. I mean, there's a huge range of ideas. A lot of it's about arts and culture, but there's going to be some ideas that are really like, hey, let's fund this for $25,000 and it's going to make an impact on making our city better. So there's going to be an inspirational speaker, John O'Leary. He's got a great story. And then there's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Now this is free. We've had phone calls and emails from people and wanting to know about this. And when they mentioned it to me, they mentioned to me in a different context. I wasn't sure, but then I went back and looked, and we're talking about this.
Yeah, and if you care about the city,
so
or
6 to 8 tomorrow,
if you complain about the city, you got to come to this because it's people. They're citizen generated ideas. It's not the chamber board picking they're selecting the ideas, but they've all been submitted from the community. So
tomorrow
it's
going to
be a lot
6
of fun.
To 8, 6 to 8. 8.
Get a ticket. It's going to be sold out, but it's free.
Excellent.
It's more than that. It's about so a lot of us already love our place. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity to take the few that are not there yet and do things that make them so we're all in love with our city.
Well, you know what? We don't have enough time to get into that. Maybe in the next time. I do want to say thank you so much for what you all do for our city. Tony, I know it's a tough battle every day, and Todd, you're always out there looking. and always out there working with our entrepreneurs, looking for ways to make Reading grow and be successful. And trust me, you all are appreciated for what you do.
We appreciate you,
thanks
too.
For being
well,
on.
You know
for
what? Your show. We try to do is from our side is to try to push Reading as a very positive place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many positive people in this town, and we're happy to have them on. We're happy to confront the problems we're having and try and come up with some solutions.
And tomorrow is Clark and Clark.
Clark and Clark.
tomorrow.
Oh, Sharon and Sharon yeah. and Trish Clark.
And tomorrow night we'll have Enjoy the magazine Enjoy the Store doing a full hour show tomorrow at 6.
That's right, on North State Now. Plus, remember, tonight, join us at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed, a locally made film from around here, one of many made by Rene Perez, a Top Dollar production.
And Casey Dollar.
And Casey Dollar and his family. Remember, it's good guys against bad guys. Come on down to the show tonight and be a good guy.
Won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.